It's time now for the KMD Bear Grease Trail Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth. 103.3 KUMD and Benner Run finally decided to kick back and join us on the phone this morning. Yeah, social media, you have no secrets, Benner.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, kind of like that. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Are you having a ball?
Oh, my God. It's been a great race. I'm so glad that I was able to come up here and get up the shore and cover it. That's my favorite part. I mean, I love being at the start, and the finish is great, but everything in between is incredible.
Well, we've missed you, and we're so glad to have you back. So, tell us what we need to know. The mushers are, see, I learned some lingo. The mushers are downbound
Correct. Now.
They have gone up that new leg of the race to Mineral Center, and for the most part, they've turned around, and they're on their way back. Can you tell us just briefly, I had talked to a couple of people, including Jamie Nelson, before the race, and nobody really knew what that leg of the race was going to be like in terms of terrain and how tough it was going to be on mushers and dogs. What are you hearing about that new leg?
Well, actually, I was talking with Alex Angelos, and he's actually the one with the Big Mike that we're putting in the trail this past week. And so, actually, I was asking him about that. I said, so is it true? I said, is Jamie the only... You know, she said she hasn't been on it, and he goes, well, actually, she had been on, it was around the 55 miles that it is between here and there. You know, we're not anywhere near Devil's Track this year. So basically what they did is there was only about 17 miles of trail, he said, between here and then the main trail that he got him on to get to Mineral Center that she hadn't been on. She said otherwise there was probably 35 miles of it that she had been on, because that was one of the old ways that they used to, we used to run out of Grand Portage and do a turnaround and back in the day and stuff. So, yeah, so it was new for everybody. I went to Mineral Center. We drove there yesterday, the afternoon, went to check out teams. I saw, I posted a video on my thing, on my page of Jen coming in, and everyone just looked good. The people that were there were sitting tight. It was probably about a five-hour run for, it looked like, for Ryan and Nathan, and they've got quite a little group right there going on right now as far as, I would say the closest right now is Ryan and Nathan are running right now really close to each other.
Everyone looked really good. You've been spending a lot of time talking with your pal Becky Hacker, and she is quite the story too, as a Bear Grease kind of newbie, kind of not. Tell us her story.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, she is. She's my hero. She's amazing. She was actually a vet tech, volunteer vet tech, is when I met her. I think 13 years ago she started. She was helping out the team, and she's always the one whose energy is, she's always smiling, and her laugh is quite well known. And Becky decided to go into a couple years ago that she wanted to be on the runners. She started putting together her team, and one of the things that she needed to do is she wants to run the Iditarod. So this is Bear Grease is one of the qualifiers. And so basically she was, I guess to sum it up for this race for her, it's been amazing. I just got done talking with her. She was getting some food in her. She'll be scheduled to leave around 10:45 this morning after her mandatory 4. And I said, well, how's it going for you? Because she had quite the spill yesterday, to the point where she had to really figure out if she was able to go on or not. And luckily, she, with some time and some, good old ibuprofen and stuff and stretching, and she was able to keep on with the race.
Benner, did Becky hurt herself? Did her dogs hurt herself?
Dogs were fine. She hurt her shoulder, and so she had to come to, and she decided after testing and stuff that she was indeed able to care for her dog. So that was the big thing for her going out is, you know, she didn't want to be, as she put it, the weakest link. And she's doing good, and she's still sore, but she's able to, and it did progressively. I think it was a good call. She progressively got better. The really good thing about the race like this, Dave Gordon actually even was, you know, talking with her about it. Dave Gordon is our, he came in third place in the rec race, and he's a doctor. So that's the nice thing about this sport is we've got a lot of people that are, you know, that are quite capable on the trail of not only taking care of their dogs, but people. Judy is also a person who hangs out with the vet team, and she actually is an EMT. And so we not only make sure that the dogs are doing well, but mushers are also watched and looked at and stuff.
Well, Binner, do we have any, is it too soon to start talking about who do we think is going to roll into Billy's first tomorrow morning?
Oh, goodness, yeah. You know, I wanted to do more of that number crunching later on in the day and stuff, because right now we've got Ryan is in the lead, and he's, I think the last update here, he's 14 miles out of Sawbill. Nathan's right behind him. Jason's in there at Campo. Keith is probably in, you know, looks like an hour or so behind them. Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out now because, you know, we're still, it's close enough that they've got to be figuring out what their rest times are, what they've got remaining. The worst thing that could happen is you come into Two Harbors thinking, okay, I just have to do my mandatory 4 hours, and then suddenly you realize, oh my gosh, I miscalculated and
I've got extra rest time that I have to take, exactly. Because the leader on the trail that folks can maybe follow, you know, on the GPS map is not necessarily the leader in the race, because you've got to figure in the time differential from the beginning and the mandatory rest times.
Correct.
So it gets to be a little bit complicated, but that's what we have Binner for. Bin, thanks so much for joining us this morning, as
math
usual.
Math is my strong point, as everybody knows.
Exactly, as everybody knows. Just like it is mine. Me, I like to pet the dogs.
Oh, man.
Binner, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again this afternoon at 2 o'clock, okay?
All right, sounds good, Lisa. Thank you.
Binner Ron, live from the trail. She's up at Trail Center this morning. Binner's a former musher, a longtime Bear Grease volunteer. And she's been our trail reporter in the past. We are so glad to have her back.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.